what they've tried to create here is an upper-scale Indian restaurant. The Indian chefs that they have were all professionally trained in India. What they've tried to do here is when you go into a nice restaurant in India, it will be very similar to this.
Ming's went out of business because they faced too much competition from Imperial Buffet, but their successor, Asia, it's a little less clear to me why they transitioned out. What happened?
That's a very interesting story also. The owners of Asia, one of them is Indian, one of them is Chinese, they started the buffet there. Half the buffet was Indian, half of it was Chinese. And they told me before they opened, they did not know of another restaurant in the country where it was a combination of Indian and Chinese. From what I understand happened, the Indian menu did pretty well, but that the Chinese menu did not do very well at all for a reason I would have not thought of. Many of the people who were coming in to eat Chinese food may have not liked Indian food. And with Indian food and the curry smell, and they found out that the Chinese food was not selling well at all.
Another location that has had several tries is the Old Bank Inn in Leroy. There's another attempt going on. Who's doing it, and what do they hope to do?
This is exciting. Charlie, as you know, I'm a huge fan of Epiphany Farms, and this will be Epiphany Farms' third restaurant. Their first one was the Epiphany Farms restaurant on the main floor on Front Street, and then they added Anjou above on the second floor. And now the Old Bank Inn is going to be a different style, a different type of place for them. The last time I talked to them, they hadn't fully decided on the menu, but I call it maybe kind of a typical American type menu where you may go in there and you find a little barbecue, you may find some meatloaf, and then everything will be done with the Epiphany Farms twist. I think it's a very interesting concept. It's going to be a new concept for them. Ken and Stu and Nanam have been extremely successful in the restaurant business so far. I'm looking forward to this just to see what kind of a final concept that they come up with.
One relatively new restaurant in Bloomington Normal is already thinking about a second location.
Cousins. One restaurant location that I have received so many questions on is the old A&W KFC location on North Main Street in Normal. If you remember, Charlie, over a year ago, restaurateur from Iowa was going to open it as a family restaurant. And he came over and started to work on it and did a lot of work on it. And then the work stopped. And it stopped for a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. He would start it again and it would stop. I just really didn't know what was going on. Then I found out that the owner from Iowa had sold it to the two cousins who owned Cousins Restaurant on the far west side of Bloomington. Our listeners may recall that Cousins opened, I think, maybe in February or so in the former Country Kitchen on the west side of the interstate in Bloomington.
Is there an opening time for the second Cousins?
They hope to open in July when they bought it. The previous owner has the outside done. The inside is pretty well done, and there's going to be one change between their second restaurant, which is the North Main Street restaurant. At that restaurant, they're going to be serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. On the first Cousins, they only serve lunch and dinner. Both of them will have a full bar.
Well, we've done east and west and north. Let's go south. A new place across from State Farm Park on the south end of town is scheduled to open when?
Tony's Diner is scheduled to open in July. The owner operated a family restaurant by the Indiana border for many years. His two daughters came here to ISU to go to school. His son is going to be starting at ISU very soon. And they essentially said, rather than drive from the Indiana border to Bloomington Normal, why don't we move to Bloomington Normal? They are opening what many people will remember as a former Pizza Hut on South Main Street in Bloomington. And as you said, it's right across from State Farm Park. When people go inside this restaurant, they will not recognize it as a former Pizza Hut. Completely gutted the inside. They added an outside entryway to the north side of the building. The kitchen was gutted. All new kitchen equipment, floor, walls, and ceilings. I don't know how much investment that he's put in this place, but it's very costly. He has a very nice looking place, and I hope he does well. It's a good family.
Larry Carius writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook. Thanks so much for joining us, Larry.
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.